skirts designed to be worn.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Three people were injured and between 15 and 20 were displaced following an apartment fire Saturday night in Kansas City, Kansas, according to officials. Crews responded around 11 p.m. to the two-alarm blaze at Rainbow Ridge Apartments at 3550 Rainbow Boulevard. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. And a few thousand dollars is available to match gifts on Giving Tuesday. J.P. Bizet has more.
High Plains Heritage Foundation announced $4,000 is available to match gifts on Giving Tuesday, a 24-hour event that encourages everyone to contribute to Southwest Kansas and Oklahoma Panhandle nonprofit organizations through a matching program. Giving Tuesday, in partnership with area nonprofits, is planning to coordinate with the movement to create a national day of giving on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. The Giving Tuesday rules and restrictions are available on the website at hphfgive.com.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Steel outdoor power tools may be hard to wrap, but once they get opened, you'll see why Steel is so easy to give. Find the right gift this year with battery power made by Steel. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, our AK homeowner system of battery tools starts at just $199.99. Shop now by visiting your local Steel dealer or going to steelusa.com/gift guide. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices MSRP available at participating dealers while supplies last.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.com.
When Famous Footwear is your gifting go-to, it's no coincidence that you're famous for giving the perfect presents. With brands like Nike for the sporty, Hey Dude for the fun-loving, Doc Martens for the real originals, Converse and Vans for the fashionably chill, and Timberland and Bearpaw for the boot lovers. We've got the famous brands to make their holiday season. Shop online and at a local Famous near you.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. A lack of a skilled agriculture workforce is a top inhibitor of growth and expansion for many Kansas agriculture entities. So to help support growth in agriculture, the Kansas Department of Agriculture seeks to help the industry better understand workforce needs among agricultural employers in the state. To link the supply of human capital to the needs of Kansas agribusiness enterprises, the Kansas Department of Agriculture conducted the second Kansas Agriculture Workforce Needs Assessment Survey in 2022, and the survey was analyzed by the Agricultural Land Use Survey Center at Kansas State University. The survey was emailed to over 25,000 businesses, with 1,192 choosing to participate. Participating businesses employed 27,466 individuals in Kansas and 9,244 outside of Kansas, and the respondents were asked to self-select the major category that applied to their business. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam stated that they are committed to growing agriculture in Kansas and that centers around a reliable and capable workforce. And they know recruiting and retaining skilled, talented workers to fill critical roles is a priority of the agriculture industry in our state. The survey findings will be used along with action items developed at the Kansas Summit on Agricultural Growth, which was held in August, to help direct the Kansas Department of Agriculture's vision in serving the farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses of Kansas. Employers and state agencies need to work together to find or develop programs so that businesses may implement successful on-the-job training. By working with secondary schools and post-secondary educational institutions, the agriculture industry can develop beneficial partnerships that will help teach the skills and content needed by employers and will help the industry gain access to trained future employees. To view the final report from the survey, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/workforce. The Marshall County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reported that they requested KBI assistance at approximately 3:20 a.m. on Thursday, November 24th, after a woman was found dead in Marysville, Kansas. An investigation has been launched and has revealed that at approximately 2:30 a.m. on Thursday, a 911 call was placed to the Marshall County Sheriff's Office from a man at 1070 Granite Road in Marysville. The man requested medical assistance for his wife, and when the police arrived at their home, they entered the house and found 57-year-old Jennifer Brown dead from apparent gunshot wounds. After investigating further, Jennifer's husband, 66-year-old Gerald L. Brown, was arrested for first-degree murder, and he was booked into the Marshall County Jail. Formal charges are pending, and the investigation is ongoing. One person was injured in an accident just after 9:30 p.m. on Sunday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2000 Buick LeSabre, driven by Justin L. Johnson, 26 of Collier, was westbound on Interstate 70 near Ogallala in the driving lane. The car came upon a vehicle traveling at a much slower speed, and the driver attempted to perform an avoidance maneuver. The Buick left the roadway to the right, entered the north ditch, and the front passenger door of the Buick struck a delineator post. A passenger, Jessa D. Johnson, 26 of Collier, was transported by private vehicle to Trigo County Lemke Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Justin Johnson was not injured, and both were properly restrained. With an eye to the critical role agriculture plays in the lives of Kansans, Dr. Grady Dixon, the Dean of the Peter Wirth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, and Ken Rogers, the Kansas District 110 representative, launched a pilot agricultural forum. The event, held last Monday at the Fort Hays State University Robbins Center, was funded by Fort Hays State University as part of its mission to serve Kansas residents. Issues and perspectives of eight guest speakers representing several agriculture industry sectors were presented throughout the day, and Representative Rogers led a legislative panel at the close of the day's presentations where he spoke about the value of sharing ideas. Rogers said they wanted to highlight what's going on in Kansas and give stakeholders a chance to interact with legislators, which is a real opportunity for them to hear from you. During the panel discussion, the legislators discussed property tax relief, water concerns, and potential markets to move commodities. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, November 21st, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Donna Little was in to speak with the commission on writing a grant for the community kitchen. The grant needs to be submitted to the Community Foundation by the end of the month and will require a fiscal agent to be designated. Donna asked if the county would serve as the fiscal agent and applicant of the grant, and the commission agreed that the county would designate a fund and provide accounting services. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department delivered the weekly report to the commission. Rob spoke with the commission on truck number 24, which is having some electrical problems and is causing starting problems. An estimate was received to fix the problem in the amount of $12,101, and a discussion was held on fixing the truck or looking into a trade. After discussion, the commission felt that since the truck has a new motor and the truck is in good condition, to proceed with the quote. And a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the quote with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A discussion was then held on the employment status of Rob Bowman. The commission approved the working agreement of 4 days a week and no more than 32 hours a week. The commission and Rob also discussed the parking of graders in the rules area, as the relocation of a couple of the graders will make the security of the equipment and electrical service available, and the locations were approved. Sheriff Thompson gave a report on recent damage to a patrol car that was egged, and he said an investigation was done and charges have been filed on two individuals who were found responsible for the damage to the patrol car. The estimate for the repairs is $1,800. Troy spoke with the commission about the replacement of the Durango that has had a bad engine. Troy has been able to locate a firm that has availability on patrol vehicles, and after discussion, Commissioner Beidler made a motion to approve purchasing a new patrol vehicle with the use of ARPA funding, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Troy then spoke with the commission on salary proposals and adjustments. A proposal was given to the commission for consideration, and the proposal will be reviewed. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the November 15, 2022 commissioner minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until November 30th of 2022. The Norton County Hospital, Norton Medical Clinic, wants to remind the community that they are seeing a significant increase in influenza numbers. So if you're sick or have a fever, you are asked to please stay home. A list of flu symptoms from the CDC includes fever or feeling feverish and chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue or tiredness. And some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly, and people who have the flu often feel some or all of the symptoms. And it's important to note that not everyone with the flu will have a fever. Influenza or the flu can cause mild to severe illnesses and at times can even lead to death. Anyone can get sick with the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen to anyone at any age. But some people are at higher risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. And this includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, or heart disease, if you are pregnant, and children younger than 5 years, but especially those younger than 2 years old. If you want your influenza vaccination, those are available at the Norton Medical Clinic or Norton County Health Department and Home Health. And if you need to see a provider, you can contact the clinic. More information is available at cdc.gov/flu/symptoms/symptoms, and the Norton County Hospital Norton Medical Clinic wants everyone to be safe and protected. Mass of the Christian Burial for Marion Otter, 87, of New Almelo, Kansas, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, November 29th, at the St. Joseph Catholic Church in New Almelo, Kansas. Interment will follow at the St. Joseph Cemetery in New Almelo. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. today, Monday, November 28th, with the Rosary of Our Lord following at 7 p.m. at the New Almelo Gymnasium. Memorial contributions may be made to the St. Joseph's Catholic Church and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The perfect holiday gift, no matter who you are. Easily find the perfect holiday gift for everyone of a kind person on your list with a CU Money Visa gift card from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Select our virtual option to share a gift card instantly or choose your delivery date. Wrap up your holiday shopping early at UNWFCU, where everything we do for you. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Data collected in studies such as those collected from a USDA study can help develop improved methods of traceback for a particular E. coli strain associated with foodborne illness. Rod Bain has the details.
How might research into the genomics of E. coli 0157H1 in cattle improve traceback capabilities in the event of an outbreak of this foodborne illness? USDA researcher Jim Bono explains health researchers are
using whole genome sequencing now to look to see how strains are related to one another.
So results from research such as USDA's study of the bacteria's genomes over time and its changes would build databases where different strains and genomes of E. coli 0157H7 could be compared to improve traceback and allow for more rapid and accurate traceback response when an outbreak occurs.
Our research was to provide some information that was missing that would allow those people who do those tracebacks the opportunity to see what differences we found and hopefully help them be better informed on making these decisions.
I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
For the first time, the USDA will collect data on farmers growing hemp and using precision technology in the 2022 Census of Agriculture. The agency began regulating hemp production in 2021, and this will be the first census to publish data on those producers who will grow crop for fabric, food products, and CBD. The agency says it will also identify farmers who use precision agriculture data collection technology that guides planting decisions. About 70% of the nation's 2.2 million farms responded to the 2017 census, but response rates in recent years have trended downwards. Farmers are required by law to fill out the survey, but NASS has no enforcement mechanism. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
In the field, the right partner can make all the difference. One that's dependable, straightforward, and is there when you need them. That's LG Seeds. From our hybrids and soybean varieties to our service and support, reliability is in everything we do. Start this season right with LG Seeds. Talk to your local dealer or visit lgseeds.com for more information.
25% of all fatal crashes are speed-related, which equates to 1 in 4. In Kansas, that means drivers maintaining a safe, legal speed could prevent more than 100 deaths a year. Higher speeds lead to reduced reaction times and more severe, even more deadly crashes. In an effort to save lives, law enforcement will be cracking down on those who are being a danger to themselves and others. Stop speeding, because on the Drive to Zero Fatalities, you are in the driver's seat. Sponsored by the Drive to Zero Coalition.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair weather across our state today, but we do have a strong cold front on the way that'll be dropping our temperatures quite a bit by tomorrow and Wednesday, and it might bring some precipitation to a few areas tomorrow afternoon and evening. Comfortable temperatures today, though. Highs mostly in the 50s statewide, even a few low 60s in our southwestern counties. Get ready for a much colder day tomorrow for most of our state and Wednesday statewide. As for precipitation, there won't be much, but a few snow showers are possible for the central up through the northeast counties with the arrival of the cold front tomorrow afternoon. On the map, high pressure is still in place over the central plains with a low developing over Colorado. The cold front is off to our north and west. Looks fair for us today with a southerly flow. We'll be pretty comfortable temperature-wise. Low pressure will be strengthening through the afternoon over southeast Colorado, so the wind may be occasionally gusty, 15 to 25 miles per hour from the south. Late tonight, the cold front enters northwestern Kansas with the low sliding into our southwest counties. It'll be windy and we'll have colder air flowing in. Tuesday morning, the front will be about halfway through our state. A few rain or snow showers early in the day for the north-central counties and some snow showers possible central and east during the late afternoon as those colder temperatures get here. Sunny, chilly, and breezy Wednesday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the upper 50s, mid-20s overnight, mid-50s north-central, and low to mid-30s for the overnight lows. Mid-50s northeast and around 30 overnight. For the southwest counties, mid to upper 50s today, low to mid-20s overnight. Mid to upper 50s for the south central counties and upper 30s and low 40s for tonight's lows. Southeast, mid to upper 50s for today, mid-40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. in a bee, sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780 and three quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and three quarters. March up 10 and three quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services. Sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points.